So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Practice Accelerator Diamond meeting for November 2020. I can't believe 2020 is almost over. Hopefully we lead into another year that is like really fabulous to make up for this. Anyway, we're here to support you in whatever you need supporting with for moving your business forward. So let's hear successes from each one first, and then we'll go into how it can support you. Okay, Steph, you're here first.
Okay, so I finished all the emails for the microbiome mission challenge. I finished opt-in pages and upgrade pages. I think all I have left to do is videos.
Nice.
I think, yeah, so celebrating that.
Yeah, that's huge.
Getting a lot done, yeah.
That's huge. So what's the dates? Remind me what the dates are.
So the challenge would start on December 1st.
Okay.
I have not done affiliate, fancy affiliate join page. Amit got coronavirus. So yes. So he's been my assistant for the past little while. And so now he has coronavirus and he's kind of out down for the count for a little while.
Oh no.
So I don't know. Anyway, this is my challenge. We'll work on it later. We'll go back to that.
So good job. Great job. And great job on the breakouts. Everybody was raving about both of you on the breakouts last week. They just absolutely loved it. They thought, oh, it is so cool. Okay. So Allie.
Hi. So my success is having got the talk done for last Saturday.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, here's the cool thing about doing a small talk like that is now you have these quick little talks that you can do wherever, right? You can turn it into a TED talk by adding a few more minutes, but also for Facebook, for Instagram, for just little stuff that you can talk about and what's your call to action, right? You know, you take out the part about raving about NEPT and your call to action is join NEPT, right? No, take that out. And now your call to action is join my challenge, join my Facebook group, download my free guide, you know? So I think it's really helpful to create little things like that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So Steph.
So
you wanted to start on the first, right? So I think before you get into it, I just want to backtrack from there. You should be sending out invitations like
this is
starting like this weekend.
Yeah. So this is the problem. So I've got them written, but they're not programmed into Infusionsoft. I don't have time to do it. I'm counting on my team to do it. So what do I do? Do I delay the launch to January, which is also fine?
What do you feel tended to do? Because like seriously, putting them into Infusionsoft doesn't take a lot of time.
No, it doesn't take a lot of time, but I'm revamping a bunch of stuff. The tags are messy. I need the tagging systems to be better and to be checked properly. There are a bunch of different types of memberships that I don't like the way they're being tagged.
For getting them into the program.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So your back end. Yeah.
Once we're in this flow of all these emails and challenges, there's not going to be a lot of time to fiddle with that kind of stuff. I don't like the way that the emails are being formatted. And so I've designed PDFs of how I want things to be formatted on Canva, but they have to sort of change that a little bit in order to put it into Infusionsoft. And that's taking time, but I'm really kind of particular about the way that things are going. I don't like the logo the way it is. I've had a redesigned logo and I would like that to appear on my emails, like just all these little things, I want them to be fixed. And so there's a block of 30 emails that they're supposed to program into Infusionsoft. Amit's down for the count with coronavirus. I'm not really sure what to do. I don't want to do it myself because I have to make 6 videos for the other thing this weekend. And I need to keep rolling forward. And this is how much time I've budgeted for.
Okay. So do you have the, are you okay with them going in without all these new fancy logos, without all the, because here's some of the stuff I hear when you stay.
I'm okay to do it as long as I don't have to go into
it. As long as you don't have to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So if we could get you somebody who knows Infusionsoft that could go into Infusionsoft and just put these in, is the campaign for the challenge set up?
Nope.
So it'd have to be somebody who would know how to set up a campaign to put
it in. I mean, I have someone who's supposed to do it and I've already paid them to do it. Okay. And they've already kind of started it. Like I had to check.
Is that part of Emmett's team?
Yeah. So I had to check the Stripe. Like I had to check all of my integrations because basically when people pay me, it doesn't get into my bank account. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if Rooker's been siphoning it into his account or there's been a lot of stuff. I just, like last week, I received an $11,000 Visa bill from a card that I didn't open. So he opened a card in my name to his address and has racked up. So there's just like, there's been a lot that's going on. I'm not going to set up a campaign. I will write.
No. If it was just, I was just thinking, copy an email from your thing into a sequence that already exists. No, that's a lot of work and that'll take hours. So he has a team, Emmett?
Yeah.
So he's down for the count, but what about his team?
So they're up for the count, but I don't know about the sense of urgency, whether it is going to get done on time. Cause basically the first email is supposed to go out on the 23rd and today's the 21st.
Yeah.
And it's one of a bank of 30 emails and none of which have been programmed in yet.
No. You need to wait. It's more than what you just were explaining. I thought that was like just another perfectionist, like let's delay this thing.
No, it's just like, that's the beginning.
No. That's too crazy. And you don't have the time to go in and do it. January is fine. And certainly telling people, like emailing people in the between, at least the first email going out between Christmas and New Year's is good, like, you know, because that's when people are feeling like, oh crap. Yeah. Right. So, you know, it's a challenge to start the new year right. Again, are your gut bugs unmanageable right now after the Christmas treats?
Yeah, because I had written everything post American Thanksgiving, right? So I had written like, are you full? But did you feed your microbial?
But you can change, you can tweak that slightly. That'll take you a little bit of time to tweak slightly.
Like 20 minutes. It'll be like pretty easy because it's a similar phenomenon, overeating and
And the gut bugs are not happy and, you know, you need to learn how to feed them and feed them right. You know, you're not going to mention here's some holiday survival recipes and all that. So whatever you had planned for that, you'll have to change. But it could be and we just finished Christmas and the next thing you know, a month from now is Valentine's Day and everybody's going to use that as an excuse. And what if you had some good Valentine's recipes that fed your bacteria, that kind of thing? Yeah. I think you should move it out. So what dates would you move it to?
The beginning of January, I feel would be still somewhat the same thing.
January 1st is a Friday.
Fresh start.
Yeah, January 1st is a Friday. So we certainly don't want to do it then, but let's see. January 1st is Friday. Monday is the 4th. What days of the week do you have a preference for doing it?
I really like the Tuesday through Saturday that we had.
Yeah.
I think this is a good model. So
the 5th through the 10th, the 9th, 5th through the 9th.
Yeah, 5th through the 9th. And then I had the webinar planned for the following afternoon. So the 10th.
Mm-hmm. And make sure it's a Sunday. So just make sure it's later that people don't have church as a, you know, I don't even know if people are going to be going to church. Who knows if churches are open anymore? And who knows?
Okay, so evening webinar on the Sunday.
Not evening, but afternoon, because you still want to accommodate the Europeans, because I'm sure you have some Europeans on your list. So I would say anytime after, if I'm thinking Europe, you're Pacific. So anytime afternoon Pacific would be fine, like 1 o'clock or later Pacific, I think would be fine. That's a little late for the Europeans. That's 3 plus 6 is 9, but it's still doable. It's not after midnight. What time, how many hours difference are you, Allie, from
Central? Pacific is 8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours from Pacific.
Okay. Central is 6 hours. Eastern is 5 hours. Okay.
So you might be able to do it like noon Pacific.
Yeah, that's not bad. If I do my noon, it's still after like church and it's late for Allie, but I'm not not crazy if someone is really
not crazy, and it's not ridiculously early for those Australians who are coming on to our calls that were, it was 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. when they were starting at 9 here.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay. That's a good compromise time. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to revamp this. I know it sounds like I'm being all perfectionist-y, and I know that I have that.
Well, it did at first, yeah. I will say. But then when you tell me that the campaign isn't set up and the links and the way that it's, you know, that would be iffy to get it out in 2 days, and you don't even know if his guys can do it. And you always have to test it, right? You have to test it.
Yeah, I'm worried about the, yeah, exactly. I need to test all the buttons on all the pages.
On every page, right. I have a checklist for that, by the way, if you want, because I give it to our team to check.
Yes.
And I'll see if I can find it. Really Francis like knows where it is, but we use it and it says, okay, first, the thing is the emails. You're checking every link in the email, checking for spelling, typos, blah, blah, blah. And then the next piece is on the landing page and you're checking everything, including the thing at the bottom, the disclaimer and the bio. And, you know, that's every little thing. And then checking the emails that you get in the sequences. So, I mean, it's common sense. It's not rocket science, but it's already done. So I'll ask
for it. Amazing. Thank you.
Do this here. I'm just going to ask her. Francis, I'm going to say, oh. I sent her a message and I was wondering why it wasn't there when I was on my other computer and it was still sitting here. 3 days later, it hadn't hit enter. Okay, Francis.
Hey, Dr. Ali, do you know when the Groove webinar platform is going to be up and running?
The webinar platform? No, I don't. I don't. I know, I can't wait.
Yeah. They all have things that don't seem to really work for me.
Yet. Yeah.
So I'm excited to try a new one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, absolutely. I've got so many moving parts that I'm paying for separately. And, you know, I've kept Coach's Console open, even though, I use the calendar there, but it's a very expensive calendar because it's $147 a month, you know? but that's got encrypted messages and the client can send a message into the system, whereas with my functional medicine software Living Matrix you can't do that. With Infusionsoft you can't do that. I'm not sure if Groove is going to do that.
Iokinetic lets you do that, and we have a special for $20 a month.
What does that, the new one, Iokinetic. The BioClinic, yeah,
it also has, you can upload functional tests and it gives you a summary on the dashboard. It's really cool. And the messages go to them, and you can have messages just, you know, for yourself to see, like summaries that you don't want them to see of your notes. And then when you click, you know, view for a client, and it's all HIPAA compliant and all. So
that's what I have with Coach's Console as well. But less good, you know, and the thing is that Coach's Console doesn't have an affiliate program, whereas Infusionsoft and Groove does. I mean, originally I signed up with Biokinetic, then couldn't make the payments. And I agreed with the owner. I said, I'd talk to him and we'd go on a webinar and discuss what's in Living Matrix, because that is so good with the map of medicine and things on, because it will help him to develop his software, because there are still advantages that has. I just don't want to.
There's no one perfect platform.
No, absolutely.
He's been really good. He just added a thing where clients, you can assign an assessment for getting them to put in their supplements, and they can put in their supplements. And I just saw that accidentally. That's yesterday. I've been asking him for this for months, and he didn't tell. I must have missed his email, because he's always good at telling me that I didn't have it. But I saw it yesterday when I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. So,
yeah. But yeah, so for the webinars, yeah. Webinar Jam, I haven't used it in ages. And in some ways, I feel like it's a bit presentation-y. Like it's a bit overkill now that we're all so online all the time and everything's so interactive.
Right.
I feel like it's super talking head to use Webinar Jam. And it's like, hi, and there's 30 seconds delay and I'm putting stuff at you.
I know, I don't like, I'm, yeah. What about Zoom?
I love Zoom.
So Zoom, if I want to have 1,000 people in my program, I need to get 10,000 people on that webinar. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I energetically need to allow that to happen. If I'm only having something that's for 1,000 people, because I'm looking at the Zoom.
Okay, let's see. Let's go for realistic and right now, like future and right now. Realistically, without a full blown affiliate pro. Okay, the most I've ever had on a webinar was when it was Ocean Robbins promoting it to his list directly. Yeah. And there were 2,200, 2,500 people.
Okay, so I can go for the 1,000 people and I'm only aiming to have 100 people in the program. Then I don't know if I'm gonna do a launch.
Well, how are you planning to get those 10,000 people onto a webinar?
Well, I'm not, like really, I'm not.
So here's another option.
Yeah.
You can tell people we're limited. And if you don't make it in, you're going to, and you can promote it to Facebook.
Right.
You can just do live streaming to, or YouTube. You can live stream it to YouTube. And you just tell them, if you don't make it in, here's the link. Go watch it on YouTube.
Okay. So I'll temporarily upgrade my Zoom so that I can have 1,000 people. And once that is maxed, I can just do a Facebook Live as well.
Well, you click it as soon as you start the thing, just live stream it to YouTube. You don't care who's you want as many people.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be doing that for the whole challenge anyway.
For the challenge, you're going to be doing it to Facebook. Yeah. So you can do it to Facebook, but you're going to be doing it to your group rather than to the everybody, right?
So instead, for the webinar, I'll just do it to the everybody.
You can do it to your main page on Facebook, or you can do it to YouTube, which means that you can get a lot of flyby traffic if it's got the right keywords.
Right. I wish that we could do both at the same time.
Have you got StreamYard? StreamYard's good for that.
StreamYard is the thing to look into. I don't know how it works. I haven't used it, but StreamYard will let you do both.
Yeah, more people are using StreamYard now since the Groove people used it. And they were certainly doing it in Facebook and in YouTube simultaneously.
Okay, from Zoom?
No, you may have to do it actually in StreamYard. I think it's a platform you log in. You'd have to look into it. I don't know.
So do it in StreamYard.
Yes. So
I also on a separate computer do the Zoom.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, that's a way to do it. You just have multiple computers going.
Just easier.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, there's going to be the live on the webinar, but there's also, it doesn't mean you're only going to get that many people, right? I've had, you know, 250 people on a webinar, or 500 people on a webinar and gotten, you know, 1,000 people to sign up for something because of the follow-up, right? And you got to get a little bit more, I don't want to use the word aggressive because I know you don't like that, but you just have to get a little bit more proactive about your follow-up sequences. Because we get 50% of our signups on the last day when we send them 5 emails.
Okay, but you send that to your whole list?
No, I send to the opt-ins will get 5, but the list will get at least 2.
Okay.
And that's on closing day. So, you know, it's like tomorrow, last day to get the special. It's not like you're closing it down, but last day for whatever the special offer you have is. And then that morning I'll just send a really good content-y kind of email with, by the way, this is what you're going to get in this program. And then I'll send just added a new bonus email. And then I'll send a reminder, it closes at midnight tonight, and here's all the great benefits you're going to get. Then I send a heartfelt, Justin Livingston always called it the appeal video or something like that, where I went in there and I just do like a short, anywhere from 3 to 10 minutes, usually they're right around 5, video that appeals to like, hey, this, I see you haven't, if you're watching this video, you haven't registered yet. And you're not seeing the value, whatever. And there were, and I'll do stuff sometimes, like there was a time when I was on the fence about a program too, and it was at X dollars, and you've done plenty of programs and you can throw it in there. Right. This was at $30,000. And I'm like, oh no, I don't know if I can do this, but I did it. And it's brought me back, you know, that, and then a lot more. So, you know, and that's not a good one for this, but something where you invested And it was like, it changed your health. It changed your life. Maybe, you know, a cafe program, or, you know what I mean? One of our programs that just totally turned your health around.
Yeah.
And that was like $350. I'm offering you this for, you know, $19 a month, or you can get the special of 150, whatever it is. So, you know, you do that, but it's got to be really heartfelt, like from the heart. And I do it real casual. I just get on Zoom and I go bloom, bloom, bloom. And it's not like a fancy studio video. And we always get tons of signups after that. And then I do one final, hey, these specials close at midnight.
Okay. So I'll do better follow-up sequence, including a heartfelt video.
Yep.
Which goes out to everyone.
The heartfelt video goes to everybody.
Yeah.
And okay. It usually says in the subject line, a personal message from staff.
Okay.
Or yeah, from the heart, you know, or something that's real connected. And we send it out usually, you know, somewhere around 6 to 8 o'clock at night before the thing closes. And then we send one more last one, like it's about to close. And then we leave it open for 12 hours after we say it's closing, because people can't read and they get pissed off and we get a whole lot of customer support. So instead we just leave it open an extra 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever. And then we close it. No, we really do close it.
Okay. Okay. And the thing that is going to close is the extra bonus that I'm giving anyway. So the links are still going to continue.
Yeah. And it's not a special pricing for this launch.
It's not a special pricing.
Okay. Yeah. Then if it's not a special pricing, then it's a special bonus.
Yeah.
And then I add another bonus. I would just that last day, think about something and don't talk about it at all until that very last day. And I always add something hot, and it doesn't have to be directly from the program or related to the program. So for me, I'll take, if I'm offering Sweet Spot, I'll go, hey, you know, one of the things you're going to have to deal with too is your gut, right? And here's this bundle of things related to your gut that you can use once you get your, once you get your blood sugar balanced. I want you to move on and do this gut thing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So what else can you give them that's right?
I do not know. So
comes challenging when you're like, for me, I'm, you know, I offered this empowered self-care and has all my programs in it. So now I'm like,
exactly. I've already put all everything. Offer, yeah.
Right.
So I can offer a series of 3 webinars throughout the year where we personalize it, the program for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like this thing I did on Friday that I said I had trouble having people getting the right emails to. That was basically, okay, these people are in ERC, they get everything. What else do they want, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, you're going to get this personalized. It's going to be small. It's going to be like 15, 20 people at the most. And you're going to get really intense a whole day with me, right? That's the thing that people love is those longer periods because it doesn't feel rushed. So instead of a series of 3, maybe there's one day that you're going to do.
Sounds better even.
That's
yeah,
like a 5-hour, you know, 5-hour VIP day with a small number, you know, the people that do this and that do the full pay, right? You make it for them doing the annual rather than the month by month.
So they pay like $180 and then we spend like a 5-hour day together.
Not alone.
Okay. Because what if there are 100 of them or 200 of them, is it still special?
Yes.
It is special to spend that day.
It's still special. Yeah.
It's a special day where we're going to explore and we're going to, you know, hot seat some of the issues that come up and some of the ways to personalize. And you can have them send questions in advance that they're having or issues that they're having. And you'll be monitoring, you know, you'll be seeing what they're having trouble with. And yeah, it's a day with you. Like it's like I did the Shine for 3 days, right? Or anything that I do for multiple days when they get to spend all that time with you and they get to just relax into it. It is special. Yeah, I'm gonna call it a workshop. Don't call it a, you know.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a special workshop where we're gonna explore the issues that come up and ways that you can personalize it. Personalize the program, you know, thing to you. Not you're not offering that you're gonna do personal work with each one. You're gonna do a workshop. You know, kind of like I do the workshops for the going through lab analysis. On those, I actually give people small amounts, but there's other times I've done it where it's a larger group where I just teach them how to read their lab. So what is it that you could, right? And you know, you get a lot of geeks that really want to know whatever. They just want to hear you speak about this stuff and go geek out on probiotic stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great bonus that isn't a lot for me to prepare. And
yeah, it's easy for you. You don't have hardly anything to do. And then you offer that to just the ones that do the full. So if they've already signed up before you announce that bonus, obviously, and they've paid the year, you may get some people then that go, wait a minute, I just signed up for 1 month. Can I upgrade that? And you go, of course. So make sure you have that prepared in advance. So you have an order form that's upgrade. You know, so it's the 180 minus the 19 or whatever they pay. That's an easy enough thing to do.
Yeah.
And then when they call in and say that, you go, oh yeah, here, just go here. You can upgrade.
Okay, perfect.
Or you give them a coupon code off the other one. You give them a $19 off. That might be easier.
Yeah. Do I have one more moment for one single question around this?
Yes, please. Because I just jumped in. I want to hear whatever your question
is. If you sign up for the program, is there an upgrade?
What do you mean?
Like, is there a VIP version? So they sign up for the Friendly Flora.
Would do a VIP version for sure. You know, it could be group calls of 6 people, 8 people, whatever that you do on a monthly basis, or some private sessions with you.
Yeah, well, because I'm already doing the group calls. So I'm confused as to what I should add. I don't want to do private coaching as an upgrade. It's really hard for me. It's a real pain.
Yeah, but you can do small group coaching, kind of like you do with your groups in ERC. It's just a small group, not the full group thing. And you call it coaching, small group coaching. So I'm going to help you to personalize this into your own stuff, and we'll troubleshoot, you know. And if you have 6 to 8 people in it, you can charge them whatever. And it doesn't have to be for the full year. You can just charge them. You can just say it's a 5 session offer, right? Something that limits you. And then you can always upgrade them from there, you know, and extend it, but just see how you like it.
Right.
Right. And so if you were charging, what? You're kind of garbling.
I have them split off. So, oh no, unstable internet.
Yeah,
we missed
garbled. So repeat whatever.
Okay,
you
let me try again. Yeah, it says unstable, so I know it screwed me up. So because I've made my group, so the Friendly Flora Collective has monthly group calls, which I have segmented off so that I'm not having one call. I'm having a bunch of separate calls for people to try to keep the numbers to 20 people or less per call.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, so I already am kind of offering.
You can't offer that for the price you're offering it.
Right. And people are coming with like, my dog has cancer. What should I do already on these calls?
How many calls of those are you doing? I could see doing.
So I used to do five, but now what I've found is that not everybody shows up. So I'm doing 3.
Oh, okay. 3. I was thinking like 20. Yeah,
it's manageable. I want to stick with 3.
Don't promise that it's 20 or less.
No, I'm just going to stick with 3. And not say anything.
We have a group call every month, but there's 3 of them. You have a choice of which one to come to.
Yeah.
If you come to a second one, you won't be able to participate. You'll just watch, you know, something like that. That's what I've done with things. You know, you can come to all of them if you want, but you only get to participate in one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So stick to 3, but I would say what would differentiate that? You have to look at, if you're willing to, this could be, and you're not going to do private coaching, but you would do some of the things you would do for private coaching. So you join this VIP version, and I'm going to have you fill out a questionnaire, and I'm going to review your questionnaires. And then we're going to have these group, small, intimate group calls where I will help you with your specific areas that you're feeling challenged with.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can do that.
And then
would it be
price-wise, right? We have to talk about that because you undercharge for your one-on-ones. So if you were going to do that, you're going to spend probably an hour with each of those. So say you take 6 people into this, mm-hmm. and you're going to spend an hour with each on each of the questionnaires, you know, reviewing it and making notes so you get to know these folks, right? I mean, I just did a program like this, the 4-month program, right? I did some privates with them, but for the group calls, if I didn't do the privates, I would have still reviewed their stuff and been able to know who they are and be able to address them individually. Whereas on the big collective, you're not going to be able to remember that Susie has a dog with cancer, you know, whatever. Maybe that one you will remember because it's so weird, but but so you do that and then you get on the group calls with them. And if you're willing to do one private with each one, then you can really up the ante on it. Like they just get one private call with you.
Okay. And then the follow-up group and calls.
Everything else is group. It's like I did with that 4 months. I did two private calls with them and everything else was group.
I can do that and limit it to 10 people or something like that. So it's just a manageable number. Would it be out of line for me to say in the big group calls, I'm using the dog cancer example, but like, I don't want to give personal, I don't want to do that. I want to ask questions about the program and answer questions about the program. I don't want to answer questions about your specific.
Yes. So here's how you do it. Now, if you have this other program to funnel them to, here's how you do it right at the beginning. I do this with the, when practitioners come on to our, like our Q&A calls that are for clients. At the beginning, I've learned to do this because everybody's, I have a client who this and I have a client. And then I'm like, people are sitting there going, I just want to ask about me. And they want to ask about Aunt Susie. So here you're coming to this for questions about how to apply the content. This call is for questions about how to apply the content of this program to enhance your health. I am not in a position, I'm not a doctor. I am not licensed to answer personal health questions about for you, nor your aunt, your uncle, your kids, or your dog.
There have been three dogs with cancer. This is why this is an example. Yeah.
And you have to do that disclaimer at the beginning of every one of your group calls like that. I'm going to start doing it myself too.
Okay.
This is not a place where you can ask me to interpret your labs, right? So make it really clear, but every time.
Would you both please tell me how much to charge for
I'm going to tell you how much to charge.
Five group calls,
one private session. Yeah. Okay. Plus you're going to be analyzing their stuff. So the one private, that's at least 2 hours of your time, probably more like three for the private calls plus the analysis. So let's just say 3 hours of your time times 10 at max is 30. That's 30 hours of your time, but it's spread across time. So it's not a big deal. So 30 hours of your time plus the five group calls for how long? 60 or 90 minutes?
It'll be 90 because
it's got to be 90. I was going to say, give my opinion, but it has to be at least 90 to two. So 90 minutes. So that's five of those. So that's five plus that's like 7.5 hours, right? So 37 and a half hours of your time. Okay. And at the minimum, what's the minimum you feel like you should be charged for your time?
I now feel like I really need to be making $90 an hour for my time.
Okay. So we're going to put that at 37 hours times 150 equals $5,500. Like I said, let's say $6,000 divided by 10 is 600. Now, so between $500 and $600. Per person. Okay. That's assuming you get 10. Now the chances of you, that's why I almost doubled what you said, because you may not get 10, maybe you'll only get five, right? If that's the case, then I would be looking at maybe $700.
Okay, like 697 type situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Or 750 or something like that. Right. And that's a deal. That's a steal. You could make it a 997 and totally get the right people to sign up. And then you're comfortable in that if you get only 997 times, if you only get five, you're still making $5,000 on that. 5,000 divided by, what did we say, 37 and a half hours of your time. So let's just say 40 hours of your time.
Right.
It's 125 an hour if you only get five.
Okay. That's...
And that's totally good.
Thank you.
Right. And it will be less. You. It'll be actually more.
Lot, but this is really
you're taking off the 3 hours per person, right? So if we did it that way, then it would be instead of 37 and a half hours, it would be 37 and a half minus three times five is 15, right? So then you're only into like 22 hours. So if we said 997 times 5 equals divided by 22 is $226 an hour. So you're in good shape if you do it somewhere between, let's just say somewhere between 500 and 1,000. If we did, let's just do it, if we just charge 500 and only five people showed up. So that would be 2,500 divided by 22 hours equals, you're still over $100 an hour. So anywhere from 500 to 1,000, wherever you feel you're going to land, would be a good place to go.
Right. Thank you.
It's a steal. It really is. All right. And especially if you have to decide when you're going to create it. I wouldn't offer it on the webinar when you're offering the rest of it. I'd offer it in an upsell sequence. So as soon as they sign up, you go, welcome, I'm so excited. You have a video that says, I'm so excited that you're here. I have something special. This is only good for 10 people. If this sounds like something you want, you need to hop on it right away. I've decided that I want to work with 10 of you in individually and in a group setting. So this is what you're going to get. You're going to be able to meet with me. You're going to fill out a questionnaire. You're going to meet with me. I'm going to really review what's going on with you. I'm going to help you to personalize the program to you. And then we're going to have 5 calls as a group, right? So all of this and the value is, right? And I'm going to be offering it to you today for only $700, $997, whatever. Okay.
Okay. I'll do.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else before we go to Allie?
No, this makes my delay worthwhile because I can add.
You can add this other piece to it and do it as a one-click upsell kind of thing. If you can, I'm going to learn how to do those in ClickFunnels now because it's such a pain with Infusionsoft and Fix My Funnel and blah, blah, blah. So Allie, you look a little.
This is exactly what I need as well. So it's brilliant that you're asking this stuff, but I was having panic attacks when you're talking about her pricing.
I saw you having a bit of a, and I was like, oh no, I'm talking too much. She's having a panic attack.
No. Anything about frigging money is bloody ridiculous.
You know, when I was going to ask for the pricing for my thing, I was like, oh, I should ask Dr. Allie because Dr. Rita Marie is going to give me too high of a price. I was like, can I just go straight? I was like, oh, I should ask Dr. Allie because she'll give me a lower price. That's bad.
And monkey mind. It's bonkers, isn't it? It's bonkers the way it.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out here. The first time I did a group coaching program, and these people just got group. They didn't get anything else. They got, and it was 12 weeks. It was 12 weeks, but they had a call every other week. So they got 6 group coaching calls with 6 other people, or 6 people total. So there were 6 people, 6 group coaching calls. And this was back in 2009. And I charged, and then in between they had a content call, but you have the same thing in your program. I charged $697 and boom, people snapped it right up. They didn't get any one-on-ones with me. It was just 6 coaching calls. And this was back in the day.
No private. There was no private one in there.
Not a single one. If they wanted privates with me, they got the 6 privates and it was $1,497, which was a steal. But the thing is, it's establishing, you get there and then you gradually raise it to what you think you should be doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't undersell yourself because it's always going to take more time than you think, right? I calculated 37 hours, with your setup and your Infusionsoft setup and your reminders for the calls. And it's going to be more hours than that. So that's why I added the fudge factor.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you're calculating how much time is in there and how much you should charge, use 150 because you're not going to get 100. If you're okay with 90, use 150.
Okay, I get it.
To just do the calculations, because it's always off. The calculations are always off, you know?
Yeah.
And start small, you know, five sessions, that's easy, right? And then if you don't like it, you don't do it again. It's not like you promised a year's worth of this every month for a year and you're dreading it every month going in there.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm getting into. Dr. Ellie, what do you try to make per hour?
I make nothing per hour because I don't ask for any money from anybody.
That's not going to work. Yeah, I see that.
And now I can't make any phone calls out because they've cut off my mobile because I haven't paid my mobile because I can't afford to.
Right. So this is such a weird, because how I make it work is I just figure out like, oh my gosh, I need to make some money and I plan on working all the time. It's not a per hour thing. It's like, I'm just constantly working.
And yeah, that's the biggest thing. You gotta bring in somebody with money mindset, you know, because money, that was holding me back a long time ago too. Oh, it's $75 for a half an hour to come see me and, you know, get adjusted or get nutrition counseling or get acupuncture, whatever I did. And then I would do all of that in one session and it'd spend like an hour and a half or 2 hours with them. And then when they said how much, I'd say $75. And it wasn't until somebody called me on that and said, you told me it was $75 a half hour. You did this. I was here for 2.5 hours or whatever it was. Two and a half hours, whatever. An hour and a half because it was 50. So she said here, and she wrote me a check for 225. I was afraid to say a number over $100. I literally could not say a number. That's why I said it's, because I never spent a half an hour with somebody. It was always at least an hour. I couldn't say it was 150 an hour. And then I went to a class where we had to speak our numbers. How much is what you're charging? And I spoke it out loud in a group to multiple people. Yeah. Oh yeah, you can work with me. It's $150 an hour. Or I think I jumped it to $300 an hour because they said double what you're charging now. And I lied and said I was charging $150 an hour. Like really, I was charging $75 for, you know, right? So we have to get over it because it's not about you. It's about reaching people. And somebody said this to me the other day, that if your price is too low, they're not going to take you seriously. They don't think you're half quality.
Exactly. I'm a functional medicine doctor, you know. There's very few people like me in the UK.
That's right. And I was talking to somebody who does.
My market is US, but you know.
Right. But she does it. She here and she's trying to do, she's in Mindshare and she's an MD, OBGYN. And she wants to do this online and she has this program. And I had mentioned in the chat, you know, about enrollment conversations. She goes, can I talk to you about enrollment conversations? So I got on with her last night. And she does have she just charged what she's worth. She has a 9997 program, like $10,000 program. It's a year. They get 7 visits with her and they get 6 visits with her or something like that with her health coach for the nutrition pieces. And when she offers it, it reminded me of you. When she offers it, she says, but everybody's saying to me, well, what am I paying for? What am I paying all that money for? I said, you didn't give them an idea of what it is. So I went through with her. Like, initially, we're going to sit down. Here's what you're going to get. Here's what you're going to get. And I do went through it. You're going to get your first visit. I'm going to go have you fill out a very comprehensive questionnaire. Probably questions nobody's ever asked you about, because we want to really get to the heart of why you're having hot flashes. And then we're going to I'm going to meet with you and we're going to do a comprehensive evaluation. We're going to determine what lab tests you need. And then once the lab test, we're going to sit down and we're going to go through them step by step by step. And you know what? Most people haven't looked at your gut. And gut has this to do with hormones. We're going to look at your gut. Most people doctors haven't looked at your thyroid or your adrenals. And here's how they're connected. And she goes, wow, you go into a lot of detail. I'm like, yeah, I'm painting a picture. And as a result of this, we're going to be able to get to it. And I, quite frankly, I could do a simple blood test and prescribe you bioidentical hormones. And you know what? It's not going to fix your problem for very long. And it's not getting to the root of your problem. And here's what I offer you. And she's like, wow. Because what she said was, they kept saying, I don't know, what am I going to get? Why are we going to pay you $10,000? Right? So she already had the money value that was what it was worth. But, and even then, Yeah, it was. It was a lot of money. You know, she was getting what she was worth. But you have to be, you have to feel it in your heart, right? You have to know and describe what they're going to get, that they're going to get something that they're not getting from other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you would have told me 10 years ago that I would be able to get on a phone conversation with somebody and then say, oh yeah, and it's normally 19,000, but because you're here today, I can give you a discount at 17,000 for working with me. That's the ERC Gold program. And that people would say, okay, here you go. I would be like flabbergasted. You can't do it. It can't, it's like dropping the frog in the pot, right? You can't just drop the frog in the pot and boiling water is gonna jump out. But you have to start asking, you know, and minimally, you've got to be asking $200 for an appointment. You can say, you know, my initial appointment, you can say this to people. I would really like to do a comprehensive assessment with you. And it's going to be this, this, and this, and this. Because nobody's done this with you before. And if you look at the way it works, people just get these hormones. They have all the side effects. Here's the potential side effects. I've seen it with the pellets. I've seen it with the hormones. You've got to have it evaluated for you. It's so important. Like, you've got to get your heart into it and showing them what the cost of inaction is. You know, you're going to save people's lives, right? Because if they're put on pellets, I mean, we have somebody who was in ERC last year. She and Lisa and I all through the year, you can't do the pellets. And she went back and she got the pellets again because the doctor convinced her it was not a problem. Now she has breast cancer.
And you can't take that pellet out.
And you can't take them out. They actually tried. They said they went in and did a, and they're like, we can't, we tried. So that's the stuff that you're preventing. It's colon cancer. Crohn's disease. If your microbiome long-term, you got to say these things on your seminar. If your microbiome is a mess, you're putting yourself at risk of inflammatory bowel disease, big time. You're putting yourself at risk of colon cancer. For $19 a month, I'm going to give you the peace of mind that you're doing everything in your power to help prevent these. You're not telling them they're going to prevent it, but you're educated enough to do everything in your power to decrease the risk of these things. Is it worth it? $19 a month. If you went to Starbucks 3 times, you would be paying $19 a month and you'd be messing up your microbiome, right? And that's the thing. If you keep going back and getting Premarin, or the doctors now are too scared to do Premarin, and so then they've got osteoporosis because they're not getting what they need. And they're not looking at the diet. They're not looking at the factors. If I look at somebody's Dutch test and I see them at risk of osteoporosis, I'm like, here's the things you've got to do. And you've got to strengthen your bones, but we have to get your hormones. And if it's out of my scope and I'm like, this person really needs a prescription, I'd send them to somebody. But most of the time I can help them with estriol because you can get all this over the counter. I can help them with estriol, DHEA, pregnenolone, progesterone, and the right nutrients. And if it's not working, then I tell them to go get it, because I'm afraid to recommend people out because they're going to do this little microscopic view.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to other health coach and nutritional therapists who haven't been trained by you. And I've got a health coach in my osteopathic clinic. And I've referred a couple of people from my NHS clinic to her. And she's done the IFM health coach training, and she's a nutritional chef as well. And, I got a message back from her saying, oh, what would you like me to do with this chap? I said, but he's an NHS patient. I'm not going to spend time. He's not paying me. So I'm not going to spend time coming up with a plan for him.
Right. I'm sending it to you for a plan.
And she said, no, I can only work with under the direction of a functional medicine doctor. And that's what she was expecting when I joined the Perimount clinic. And sure, I can set up programs like that and be very lucrative, but it's not going to float my boat the same way. Anyway, I forgot to mention in the celebrations, I actually had 2 strategy sessions on Thursday. which is after a break of like months because I've been too terrified to. So it's really, really, really big.
So here's the deal with strategy sessions. You either decide that you don't want to work with this person and you say, nice speaking with you, have a good life in a nice way. You either decide that they are a good candidate and then there's one of two options when they leave there. You either get their credit card before they leave, you actually put the order through, or you set schedule a follow-up within a couple of days because they have to move finances around. That's it. And I went into the strategy sessions. I did a few strategy sessions for NEPT, like after Shine. And that was my goal. I'm not letting this person leave except one. It was like, yeah, we don't want you in our program. You know, that was what I was thinking. I really don't want you in our program. She was a Canadian who wanted to know, like, I'm in Canada, I can't do it. Well, I said, well, we have at least a dozen people in Canada. Oh, they must have all their clients must be in the US because they can't do that kind of stuff in Canada. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. Like, the negative Nelly, thank you. See, you know. But I went into that with the idea that I was going to sign them up by the end of that. One of them, we ran out of time and I scheduled a follow-up and I signed her up then. So you've got to go into it with, I don't want to say solution. I have a plan for these people. I have something that's going to improve the quality of their life. And I can't, because of my own selfish desire to protect myself from feeling uncomfortable, keep these people from getting what they need. And I'm not a money mindset coach. So I don't have any massive strategies for shifting your money mindset other than it's your value.
Plus get on and do it, you know, get over it. I just needed to get back into it.
Yeah. And you have to be willing to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What you want is not inside your comfort zone at this point.
No.
It's outside and you have to get uncomfortable. You have to.
Yeah.
Right. And when somebody's on there and they say, and you say, how much is it? And you say, well, it's $9.97 for this initial package of whatever. And keep it at a place where it's palatable the first time if they don't know you. But high enough that they're not going, she can't be good. She's only charging me $100.
You have time for more class? Like, so what's your schedule, Dr. Ellie?
My private clinics, face-to-face clinic closed and I haven't reopened it, even though it opened for osteopaths, and I just never went back to it. I've had an awful summer, awful year. In many ways, it's been good sort of having the lockdown, and I've produced more back office stuff than I could have done without lockdown. But I'm only doing 2 days a week in general practice.
Okay.
And the rest is faffing around. Learning stuff.
So follow up on all of those calls. And even if you give somebody a link, you know, somebody a list and pay them $10 an hour to just make calls and get these people on your calendar. That's what I did when I first did that program I just told you about. I wanted to do this program, but I was busy and I just hired a friend of mine. And I paid her $10 an hour to take this list that I went through my stuff. And I said, just call these people, tell them I'm opening up something special. And I would love to chat with them about it. That's all that she told them. And she lined up a bunch of strategy calls. And then I put people into that program.
Yeah. So I want to sort of get an idea for the overview. I need to reset the overview of my business, and what Steph was going through is exactly what I'm going through, sort of questioning what I want to put into the systems, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've got, so this is the mind map I was making today, because I've already got some mind maps of the funnels leading to the 30 days to menopause relief workbook, but I might have a webinar with it as well, because I actually prefer that interaction.
But interaction is how people get to know you and love you, and that's what you need.
Yeah, and a webinar, a recorded webinar, will give them more of that know, understanding me and my heart than just the words on the page.
I'm going to tell you something about recorded webinars. If you're going to do a recorded webinar, you need to do it live multiple times and tweak it every single time till you love it. And then you pick the one you love. Because otherwise, I mean, if I'm sitting at my desk and I'm just talking and I just put that out there, I don't know how it's going to be. I don't get to see people's faces. I don't get to feel the reactions. And I don't know if it landed or not. You know, and then I'll, I do that and then I put it out there and say, okay, make an offer on it, and it flops, right? If I, it, you know, I just don't have that confidence in creating a recorded webinar to begin with. I think you have to do them live. Do a live webinar once a week.
I also feel like a recorded webinar is like safer for...
So with the webinar, it's just to make it ever ready so that people can just buy it anytime. You know,
right,
it's not webinars to sell it. It's,
start with selling it to real people, live people, because the people that are going to see it and then buy it anytime, they're not hot to you yet. Hot, right? You got to get them warmed up.
So this is, so there's a 30 Days to Menopause Relief workbook, which is part of the menopause success system that we...
What's the price point on it?
And it's 49 reduced to 19, basically. But 19 one time off, 29...
So then I wouldn't think of it as a webinar. I would think of it as a video.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to create a video for the sales page for this thing, basically.
No, no. I'm thinking that as well as the video for the sales page, I'm just feeling like... me going through it.
Oh, you mean what you're selling is okay, got it. That's fine. That's totally fine. I thought you were talking a recorded webinar. So yeah, so when you sell this book, it's you're gonna get this book plus this training. I call it a training, we'll call it this training on how to use this to achieve XYZ result and be really clear on what that XYZ result is. Oh yeah, beautiful. It's an easy note. It's an easy sell. And then what you do is you sell that as an upsell directly from your freebie. And it can be like five freebies can funnel into this one thing.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay. So let's start with one.
Yeah, I've got that over here. So it's the Tantalizing Smoothies and Elixirs. I know it's the other side. I've got a photograph of it because I took it a while ago.
So you have that. And then the immediate page that they come to is... Yeah. Hey, this is Dr. Allie, and while you're here, I'm so excited that you're getting this book, and I would love to invite you to try this other thing, whatever it is. And you give them some information about it. Normally, it's $49. Really, the value of it is several hundred, because to get this kind of information in working with me directly, you know, you'd have to sit with me, and it would cost you, you know, minimum of $500 to get it. So I've consolidated my best tips and my best strategies that I use with my clients one-on-one into a book that you can use, and a training. Guess what? A training. And you're going to get this training and the book for, normally it's $49 today, because you just downloaded my book on special, whatever. You only have to pay 19. Click the button below and we'll add it to your cart, and we'll, you know, we'll get it going. Right. But it's like, why do they want this? And you've got to do the apples to oranges comparison, right? How else would they get this information? Well, you'd get it by working with me one-on-one.
Yep.
Okay. So this is what, this is.
So this is the sales page that I've put together that I'd be aping for that sales page as well, which would be on a thank you page.
So the thank you page for that 19 is going here. Is that right? For a strategy session with you, or what?
Yeah, could do. I mean, basically, this is just a sales page that I put together, which was going to be the paid strategy session. The two I had.
I would do it after they buy that other thing. You can do it in plenty of other places too. But I would make a true funnel with this free $19, and then hey, by the way, if you really, you know, I'm offering you this special opportunity to work with me. I can only take a limited number. I usually take, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 people a month at the most. So if you want to do this and you want to do it soon, click the button below, and here's what we're going to do with that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect funnel.
Yeah,
it's not too high a jump. and some of them are going to go for it. And if they don't go for this, I would do a downsell to a 15 minute. Let's see if we're a good fit. Maybe you didn't do this because you don't know me that well. Here's what I'm willing to offer you. If you want to hop on the phone for 15 minutes, I'll ask you some questions and determine if I'm the right person to help you solve these health problems that are holding you back and keeping you stuck and keeping you hot and sweaty and anxious and sleepless and tired and all that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So it's free offer, $19 offer. Your $197 paid strategy session. They don't do it. And then you try to get them on the phone for 15 minutes just to see, you know, and address their objections, right? Since you didn't take me up on my offer to get this, you know, amazing strategy session for only $197, one of the reasons might be that you just don't know me well enough. You just don't know if I can help you. Maybe you've been to lots of doctors before. You've been discouraged by programs that you've done, and you just don't know if I'm the right person to help you. I understand. I totally understand. So that's why I've created these 15-minute strategy session. Just let's hop on the phone and just chat and see if I am the right person to help you.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being miserably uncomfortable and 1 being ill just a little bit, how uncomfortable does that make you?
It doesn't. That's fine.
It doesn't. Okay. No,
that's fine.
Awesome.
It's just that this sort of idea of the free versus paid strategy sessions booming around in my head again.
Okay, but, yeah. So here's the thing though. You're not telling him it's a strategy session. You're going to just say, if you're not sure, let's just hop on the phone for 10 or 15 minutes. Let's chat and let's see if we feel comfortable working together. And if you feel like I can help you.
And how would you run that 15 minutes? Because that's a very short time, or do you actually make it? Does it actually end up as being long?
Because they know that that's what you're there for. They know you're there to sell them something. What's that?
I had 3 of these last week. I totally botched them. One of them went for 45 minutes. One of them, the person was like, I just want to be friends and that's why I'm really here. And then the other person took her 15 minutes and I ended up like looking at some lab and trying to get it done.
Right from the start, it's like, I'm so excited to meet you, Sarah. So tell me, where do you want to be? You know, where do you want to be in a year from now? Like what would your ideal scenario be if I could wave my magic wand and all whatever health challenges you're having right now? And you can have them fill out a thing that says, what's your top 3 health challenges? What have you done so far? So you get the basics, not like into their thyroid history and, you know, their endometrium and whatever. You're getting into what are their main problems that they want to solve? What have they done so far? Are they under the care of another doctor to get them done? If you want to go into a couple of dietary questions or lifestyle questions, I would ask that too. My favorites are, what are you currently doing to support your health? What habits do you have currently that you think are hurting your health? And what are your 3 healthiest foods and 3 unhealthiest foods you eat in a week? That gives you enough information about their orientation and their lifestyle to know where they're at. And then you can use that to tailor it. And then you say, okay, tell me more about this. Like, okay, so you've had this problems with hot flashes, anxiety, and depression, and you want to solve them, obviously. And if those problems go away, what's going to be different in your life? How's your life going to be better? Right? Where do you see yourself in a year if suddenly those problems went away? What would you be doing a year from now? Right? And if they're your ideal client and they're a busy businesswoman or an entrepreneur, they're going to go, oh my God, I might get a promotion at work because I'm not sitting there sweating all day long and I can't focus. I could get pregnant. Well, that's the wrong age range. I'd have my sex drive back. You know, I could be going out dancing. I could be hiking, whatever it is. So that you can feed them back. And then you say, then you launch into, so let me just tell you a little bit about me. It looks like you've been to just, you know, the NHS is all you've been to, or you've been to some just general allopathic type medical doctors, and they're well-trained in taking care of pathology. But here's the deal. Most hot flashes are caused by, and my approach is very different. My approach is we're going to look at all the underlying causes of why you have hot flashes. And guess what? It's not because you're 49. It has nothing to do with your age. It has something to do with your age, but it has to do with the imbalances that have been in your body for the last years. And now your ovaries are just trying to retire and your adrenals can't take over. They're just plumb tucked out. It could be that you have some gut dysbiosis, the wrong organisms. It's not managing the estrogens properly and it's not metabolizing them properly. So you use it mostly to educate them, find out a little bit about them, educate them and say, my approach is different. I want to find out what these underlying causes are and help you not just to overcome your hot flashes, but to live a long and healthy life and actually step into your greatness after menopause. Because when people go through menopause balanced, that's what they do. Practically already sold them into working with you.
Yeah.
The first thing I would do if we were working together is this. The second thing I would do is this. Then we're going to put together a protocol that's going to help you. That's customized. And we're going to tweak it. We're going to have to check it on a regular basis because I'm not God. Last time I looked, I don't have a ball that tells me exactly what's the right thing for you from the start. We're going to see how your body reacts. And we're going to see what happens as we start to balance you. And then we're going to, you know, tweak it and improve it. How does that sound to you? And you have to always ask them, how does that sound to you? You got to get a lot of little yeses.
Yeah.
If I could do that to you, for you, and I can help you put together a program that's not just going to get rid of these things, but it's also going to help strengthen your bones, improve your sex drive, give you more energy for the things you love to do, and give you more mental clarity, quite frankly, for your business and job. Is that something you would want? So before you even go into what you have to offer them, is that something you would want? Okay, let me tell you. I think we're a good fit. You know, do you want me to tell you about that? Or do you feel comfortable at this point? If not, you know, we can just say goodbye at this point. But if you feel like, wow, I really want that, then I'm going to tell you. And, you know, tweak my words. I'm very awkward right now, but that's what you want to get them to. Is that you've created this rapport and they don't say, yes, I want to be your friend. Right. If she said that from the very beginning, I'd say, wow, that's really awesome. Right now, you know, I don't need any new friends. No.
It sounds terrible. I didn't know how to get out of this conversation.
Well, that's so sweet. I'm just so, yeah. I need to run right now. I have another appointment behind you. Keep in touch.
You're still like, you're getting them to envision what it feels like to have their problem solved.
Exactly.
And then you're telling them about your solution, and then you're making them an offer all in 15 minutes. That's pretty short.
I just did it in 5.
You did.
You fluff it out with like knowing what their real problems are. Yeah, you can do it. And I would put yourself an extra 15 minutes on your calendar, because if they're a good candidate, it can go longer to do all the paperwork and get them actually signed up. If they're not, you want the out. And I would tell them it's 10 to 15 minutes. We'll get to know each other. Small investment of their time. They just have to fill out this short questionnaire. And then, you know, you've got the out. I ended up with one person who did join Practice Accelerator, the other one, Go Plus. She came on this call that I said, okay, I'm going to be on, and anybody wants to come in, we'll just put us in breakout rooms and we'll talk. And she came on, and the first thing she said to me was, you know, I just don't think this program could work for me. Like, okay, why do you say that? Well, I was at your event and it sounds great, but I just don't think it would work for me. And I'm like, okay, so tell me more. And we did. And I ended up doing an in-depth coaching session with her. I really went through, what did you do here? And how did you do here? Because I wanted to see if I really could help her. She'd done a lot. And I saw the holes. I spent an hour and a half with her. She gave me $18,000. 17. I gave her a discount.
That's okay for an hour and a half, isn't it, Steph?
Yeah.
So what would you do with this one who contacted me via the private clinic? So she's a UK person. And if you look down, she's ticked to say, what financial resources do you have to invest in yourself and your health? Less than $500.
I mean, I would write to her and say, I am so excited that you filled out this questionnaire. I have exactly the right program for you. I'm launching it in January. It's called this. And I can't wait for you to get started. Or if you have it already ready, you send them the link. Like if somebody on, when I did this, and I had a bunch of them that said under whatever it was, we wrote back to them and said, hey, great hearing from you. The program that that I was writing to you about is probably out of your budget, but here's what we have to offer you instead. Boom. And you offer them something.
And when I'm offering the 12-week jumpstart, it feels like, you know, they know that it's going to take more than 12 weeks to sort themselves out.
That's called a jumpstart for a reason.
Yeah. And then I've got the, so I was trying to think what to put into the Hot Women Community, which is this membership that's just, that's basically $200 a month. So we're talking about proper membership, like $2,000 a year, but it's all group stuff. So it's not the one-on-one stuff. And I was trying to work out how to make it work for me and still be worth the investment for
you've
them.
Got to, you, okay, before you do that, you need to reach out to all these people who've done strategy sessions with you. You've got to get as many of them as are good candidates and willing to pay you for your high-end stuff. And then you have to offer this to those people who it was out of their budget. Because if you just try to offer this to your community, you're going to end up with five people in there and it's not going to be worth it for you.
And the last, so I've already got two people who want to join this that felt that the 12-week jumpstart was out of their budget. But one of the strategy sessions I held on Thursday was a second strategy session. So she'd come back and contacted me because she was desperate, but she still didn't feel that she could afford the full package.
Okay, so if you're willing to do it for two people.
A cheap Dutch test interpretation. I did get paid £150 today though, so about $175 today then.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. So here's what I would recommend then. If you have two people that are already ready for this, tell them it's going to start in January. Okay. And then bust your freaking butt to talk to more people and get more people interested in it as downsell to those strategy sessions.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then I would reach out to anybody that has already turned you down for your, yeah, and said it was too expensive. Great news, Greta. I have this new program and I know it was way out of your budget, but I'm so excited about this. This is what we're offering.
And does this sound okay to have
open office hours? Is that weekly or monthly? Once a month?
I was thinking there should be something weekly, but yeah, the expert interviews would be one of those, and maybe two Q&A. I mean, would you say Q&A is the same as the open office hours?
I would call office hours.
Yeah.
Versus Q&A. I would say, yeah, office hours. So there's two office hours calls per month. There's a training call per month. Is that what you're planning? One training call per month?
I was thinking of a bi-monthly one-day virtual workshop. So every 2 months, there's a one-day virtual workshop. And then also every 2 months, there's a lab test focus. So I get them all to have their Dutch test at the same time. And then we'll have a day on the Dutch test. And we'll have a day on the hematology biochemistry.
Okay, so think about this, right? What's the maximum number you think you comfortably can handle in this program? Or are you targeting for? Okay.
30?
So let's do this. 20. And you're going to give them the option to pay by the month, or pay by the month, but they're committing to a year, or it's more of a memberships type of thing.
I was thinking more of a membership type of thing. Cause then you get,
so I'm going to say 200 a month times 20. So that's 4,000 a month. Okay. So let's backtrack from this. 4,000 a month. how much of your time is this going to take? So if it's two office hours calls at 90 minutes, that's 3 hours. If you're doing a workshop day every month or every other month?
So basically there's a workshop every month, either the virtual workshop or the lab testing.
Okay, so that would be how many hours?
Well, 4 hours if you make it a half day.
Okay, so 4 hours plus 3 hours. And then what else? What else is included in this? Is that it?
I was thinking of a weekly Facebook. Well, basically, I'm thinking of doing a Facebook live stream on, you know, current research or something to sort of add credibility, because there's loads of papers being released. Okay.
So we're doing...
But that could be within my free Facebook group to invite people into this. I don't know.
All right. So, and is there a training per se for this program? How are they going to learn all about all these cool things that they need to do, like the stress and the sleep and the whatever, diet stuff and supplements? How are they going to learn that stuff?
Yeah, so I could do a training every 2 weeks or once a month.
Let's just say once a month for now, and then that's going to, let's just say another 2 hours. Okay, so that could work. I mean, in terms of your time, I think the virtual workshop thing is a good thing for lab interpretation, but there does need to be, like, I don't want to say curriculum, but like steps, like, so your program, right? They have to have access to your program. I would say access to your program, right? Because that's going to give them the step-by-step.
Yeah.
And then this is to support them in going through your program.
Yeah.
Program's what, 7 weeks?
Yeah.
So you could do something like it's a 200 a month with a 2 month minimum.
Yeah.
That way you at least recoup the cost of the program.
Yeah.
So as a client, I would get like an office hours call bi-weekly.
Yeah.
I would get one special training for the month. I would get access to your program. And yeah. I would get sometimes like a big group lab review.
Yeah. And an expert interview. So me interviewing somebody like Steph Jackson.
Yeah. And those are things like, you know, periodic expert interviews. Right. And that's great.
And they get a session. Such as. They also get a session with you every month or every 2 months?
There's no one-on-one sessions with this.
Okay, that's where I got mixed up. Okay.
Okay. So when I look at this, I'm just looking at compared to what we just opened up our membership, right? And ours was $297, but we offered it for $197 for the founders. Similarly, they get two office hours calls a month. They get a kitchen training. They get a health topic training. And then they get access to all my programs. They get access to the whole library of stuff. So they've got a huge resource library. So it's not, you know, they don't get a workshop. We gave them as a bonus this, if they signed up for a whole year, they put their whole year down. We gave them as a bonus this herbal therapeutics class that I'm starting in December. I think it's fine. I mean, I've seen people with offering much less than this. I've seen people offering more than this. It's how you position it, right? And if you're mostly going to position it and sell it as a, well, you can't afford my full year, you can't afford my whatever $5,000 program, this is $2,000, you know. If you, it's either 200 a month or you get 2 months free if you do it. So it's 2000. And you have to really just, you have to get enthusiastic about all the pieces, right? So on this 4-day workshop, on lab workshops, we're going to just basically, you know, if you have any lab tests you've gotten done, whatever the lab test of the month that we're going to be going over that month is, you get those done. We're going to review with you how to interpret it. We're going to help you to understand what it means and how that translates into activities for you. And then whatever the other one is, the workshop, which is more like just open coaching. Is that what you envision the other one
being? Well, I was thinking of it being sort of an easy way to put a program together, that you have a virtual workshop on menopause, gut health, thyroid, adrenal, and insulin resistance.
Okay, so you're creating
content. A way of then having a library for each
of them. Yep, that'll help you build your library. Yeah, that's great. And then we have to figure out how you're going to say it. And then we're going to have, you know, once every other month, we're going to have a virtual workshop that's going to be packed with information to help you to balance your, you know, your all your hormones and your digestion and your whatever and, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff. So the all the components that you need to get balanced in order to have a happy menopause. Yeah, I think it would work. If you already got two people on it, I would, you know, really look at your lists and you can do a mark them in Infusionsoft, right? Tag them in Infusionsoft that these people are good candidates for this.
Yeah.
I mean, and you reach out or you just do a personal reach out. Send an email first and then you do a personal follow-up email or follow-up and or phone call, whatever. And say, I think this is perfect. I really enjoyed meeting you. And, you know, if you do personal, if it's not a lot of people, I would probably do more of a personal email. Hey, it was so nice meeting you last month, Sally, and or last year or 3 years ago, whatever it was. And I know that, you know, you really wanted to work with me, but the issue was the investment. And what I wanted to let you know is I put together this thing that's going to help you with that. It's going to help you get support, but also fit your budget. Would you like to know more about it?
Okay. So yeah. 20 people? Yeah. Well, I don't mind whether it's 10, 20, 50.
Right. Same amount of effort.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Was there more like the workshops might be if you're doing labs and helping them on the workshops?
What's the matter, guy? I
think it gets too big.
Do you think Topsoil's? In the city one. Oh, lovely. Okay. I'll come find her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Divided by, yeah, it comes out to be, assuming you put 10 hours a month into this.
Yeah.
It's going to be, and you have 20, it's going to be $400 an hour. You can live with $400 an hour. And yeah.
Yeah.
And that would work. Grow it from there. You grow it, right? But you get to get, you get it. If you have this mapped out that this is going, you know, the first few months, it's going to be less people.
Yes.
But you grow it, right? And you've got to make your commitment that you're going to follow up with these people who have either seen you talk at an event mm-hmm. or have talked to you and said no. Mm-hmm. Can you easily sort those people?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Five a week. Reach out to five a week.
Okay.
Okay. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. You got this. It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for your help today.
What's your action steps? You're going to change the thing to January. You're going to map out the.
Yeah. Have a better upsell. Yeah. And I am going to get affiliate stuff out.
That'd be great. He'll give you time to get the affiliate stuff ready.
Because now I have time to do that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Good. Well, I hope Amit gets well fast.
Yeah.
And you're going to do what, Allie? What's your action step?
5 strategy sessions a week.
Okay, great. And you're going to offer them this and say it's coming in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much.